Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Well, this summer, I did something that I've been wanting to do for decades. I finally got up the courage to do it. I went to a week-long dance camp in the wilds of Stockton, California, at the University of the Pacific. I had been wanting to go to this dance camp for a long time, but I never thought that I was really cut out for it, because this is a dance camp where the best dancers in the world come to teach some of the best dancers in the world, who then go back to their classes and teach. And I knew this from way back when I used to dance in the late 70s and 80s in Santa Maria. And the teacher then, Audrey Silva, just a wonderful dancer, and she would go to Stockton and come back with these dances. So Stockton in my mind was this kind of magical place that, you know, you needed a special jewel to be able to open up the doors to go to. Well, I quit dancing for about 25 years. 5 years ago, I just remembered it and I thought, you know, I wonder if anybody is doing this again. And I'm talking about international ethnic folk dancing. It's a very refined niche, right? So we do dances from Greece and Serbia and Ireland and Africa and China and even the United States and South America. And so I thought, you know, I just kind of remember it. I wonder if anyone's doing it. I research it, I find out that the very same class that I used to go to 25 years ago is still happening, different teacher. And I go to the Vets Memorial in Santa Maria, this beautiful building with the courtyard and a fountain, and I'm remembering walking in there so many times with my mother, who introduced me to dancing. And that's when I realized why it was hard to get there, because I had to remember what it was like going with my mother. And she wouldn't be coming with me anymore. So I walk into class, introduce myself, and there are two women there who remembered my mother. Oh, we knew Jerry. Oh, you're her daughter. I was like, all of a sudden, I was a celebrity. You're the daughter of Jerry Lang. Wow. And I love these old ladies, Betty and Lois. So I've been dancing for 5 years. One of the things that really amazed me was that I remembered, my feet remembered, and I've gotten to be pretty good. And I thought, maybe I can go to Stockton. And this is the year. This is the year I'm going to do it. So I pack up 3 big suitcases and all the other bags that I always take wherever I go, so I can't be without them. And I plug it into my GPS, and I'm heading down the road all by myself. Now, I've never been to a university except for Cal Poly, because when I was a young girl in college, I have an AA from Hancock, but I didn't go off to university. But the one I wanted to go to was Stockton, because it had a degree in music therapy. And there were many reasons why I didn't go. But I'll tell you, to be absolutely perfectly honest, because being partially dishonest is weird, that I was afraid. I was terrified and paralyzed of going to a huge place with lots of buildings, because I knew I would get lost and I would be disoriented, and I hate that feeling. Now I know the name for that. I'm still like that. I'm like that, but now I understand it. And I know I'm gonna get lost, and I know I'm gonna find my way eventually, and it's gonna be okay. So armed with all of that knowledge, my GPS, I'm heading down the road. I know where I'm gonna turn off, and my GPS says, you should take this other road. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking that road. And I go on further, and I see the traffic. And the GPS says, Now, I'm paraphrasing here. The GPS says, I told you to take the other road. You know, why don't you listen to me? And so I'll give you another chance. So I come around and I take the other road. I finally get to Stockton. I'm there at the university, find the university. I end up on the wrong end of it, but that's okay because I planned getting lost and I succeeded in getting lost. I was okay with that. So this was in July and it's 106 degrees. And I have all this luggage. I find the dorms in the hall, and they say, you're on the third floor. Okay, where's the elevator? And I hear this little giggle. And it's not the giggle you want to hear when it's 106 degrees, and you really want an elevator. And they say, no, that hasn't been working for years. So I start schlepping, schlep, schlep, schlep. So find my room, my dorm room. I realize I really didn't miss much because this dorm room is really very sparse, but I'm making it home. And then I realize at night there's the air conditioning going rattle, 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 and rattle, rattle, just the right frequency to get through my earplugs. And so I don't sleep. So it's hot and I don't sleep. And I was like, I don't know where the hell I am, and I'm a really grouchy camper, and at some point I just said, I hate it here, I can't wait to get out. So that was the first and the second day. I eventually got comfortable. One of the things that made me comfortable were the beautiful trees. They're like friends, but all the dancers are friends, because dancing people are family. You can't help but be family because this is the activity. You know, we are around in a circle and we're holding hands and we're dancing to the same beat and the same music. And no matter where you go and you meet dancers, it's like, come on in. You're like my third cousin. I never knew. I like you already. You also know how to do this particular waltz step. So on the fourth day of this dance camp, there was a ritual that I was not prepared for. And it was in the evening, and they turned all the lights down in the hall, and they wheeled in a candle. And the candle was on a wooden candlestick and a pillar candle. And they gave everybody in the hall their own little candles. And they said, this wooden candlestick was made by the founder of the camp 70 years ago. And so then they asked everybody who had been at the camp 40 years or over to please come up and light your candle with the origin candle. And then they asked everybody who was a first-time camper to step forward, and those people lit our candles. And then we lit everybody else's. And so by this time, I was crying and holding my candle away so that I didn't put it out with the tears. And I thought, oh, all of this ancestry with dance. Because we do dances that are hundreds, maybe thousands of years old, generation after generation. And here this dance camp, 70 years, generation after generation. And my personal generation of my mother, my sweet mother, who loved to dance, and she always wore her little vests. And she was there with me too. I knew she was. And I thank her to this day for teaching me what a wonderful gift dance is and how I can carry that into my life every day. So thank you.